than 80 minutes, okay? So, okay, as you all know, Cuba has two main components in the ethnic groups. We have Africans and we have Spaniards. When the Spaniards came to Cuba in 1492, 10 years later, they were no Indians. They had killed them all, unfortunately. I mean, they decimated the population because of disease and hard work. So they had to bring Africans and slaves. So in Cuba, most of us have both, you know, black and white. So it's very mixed. Now, Cuban music is not just African and Spanish. Cuban music also has Chinese, because at the end of the 19th century, we had a large number of Chinese people that went to live in Cuba. We also have Jewish, okay, in our traditions. And we have Polish. So you name it. Cuba became like a melting pot. So if you give me track number one, I want to show you how salsa started. It started in these big halls, you know, dance halls for the upper class, you know, for the Cuban upper class. And it was a very slow dance with the French component of it. So if you give me track number one, please, I want you to listen, and I'm going to show you how the steps go. I want this open, okay? All right, so go for it. This is called danzón. So if you hear, can it? So this is very simple, very slowly. If you look at my feet, it's a 1, 2, 3. Very simple, very slow. You wanna come over here? It's very easy. People used to dance this, just, it's not breaking, just like in one square, right? And you know, it was very good way to socialize. Now, if we move to track number two, you're gonna see how this is increasing, the speed is increasing, but the steps are gonna remain the same. So you hear it's going a little bit faster. Now it's incorporating more instruments, okay? So it's still 1, 2, 3, but now we are doing a little bit faster. Look at my feet. Very easy. It's 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. We have another Cuban here, but he doesn't want to dance. Okay, good. 1, 2, 3. Very easy, very slow. And now we have voice. We have somebody singing, right? If we go to next track, now it goes faster. This is what we call song montuno, okay? And this is Cuban country music, okay? Again, 1, 2, 3, but now we are moving more. Now, here is the African component. We are gonna start moving our hips. Okay, if you look at him, he's doing it also. We're gonna move our hands, our arms, shoulders, and our hips. So, 1, 2, 3. Okay, next track, then we add more instruments. This is faster now. See somebody dancing over there. You wanna try? Come on, come on. We are gonna finish with the conga, okay? Come on, you are a dancer, so you have. Come on. Very easy. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. Okay, good. Woo. Come on, give him a round of applause, okay? It's very easy, very easy. Now, Cubans started coming to Florida right when Cuba was Spanish, right? Now, Cubans, a large number of Cubans came to the United States, to New York, in the 1940s. And they started adding other traditions to Cuban dance. Then later in the 1950s, after the Cultural Revolution, they came to Miami, to Tampa, you know, although they have been there already. So if we get next track. Now, you all know what this is, right? Mambo. Mambo came to the United States and was very fashionable, but people were dancing mambo in New York. If you listen to this kind of mambo, it has jazz. It has a jazz component. I can dance mambo. I can only do like a couple of steps. Like. So now we are going faster. Give me the next track because I can't dance. also mambo, but this is New York style, okay? And this is what is becoming already salsa. This is what we know in the United States as salsa. The salsa that we know here is not what we dance in Cuba, okay? It's very different. But this is our salsa. So you can hear, you know, it has the band, the jazz band style. Next track, please. Thank you. This is what was going on in Cuba. This is Cuba, okay? If you listen to the machete sound, you know, the agricultural instruments, they're using a lot of, this is country music, okay? Very good. Still, we're doing the same. Very simple. Very simple. Now, I think that the next track is going to be salsa as we know it in the United States today. Yeah, this is Cuban salsa from New York, which has a very strong Puerto Rican component, okay? So you're going to hear Cuban salsa from New York. Any more volunteers? Any more volunteers? Who wants to give it a try? It's very simple. Come on, come on. Yes, thank you very much. Great.
Soprano, y he compartido con los mejores salseros, a los que quiero como si fueran mis hermanos. Ahora estoy invitada a compartir con un grupo de salseros igual. La invitación.
Any more volunteers? Come on. Can you dance?
Anybody
else? Want to try? You wanna dance? Somebody's pointing at you, Mr. Coleman. Mr. Coleman. I think they're talking to you. Now, if the dancers allow me, I would like to move to the next track so you can listen to another. You can stay, you can stay. Next track, please. Now, this is today's salsa. And it's faster, and you're gonna have a lot of fun with it. I'm gonna do a little solo here, so you can do what people, you can see what people do in the dance halls. Okay, this is the Palladium in New York and all the clubs in Miami. This is what they are doing. Okay, if I could get more volume with the music.
Ese hombre no se merece que le des tanto cariño. Él duerme la mañana y tú trabajas. Y luego por la noche se te escapa. Te exige que tú le laves, que lo vistas y lo calces. Y si acaso tú protestas, se indigna y quiere pegarte.
Now,
que agarre otro camino.
Que le remember Ricky Ricardo, right? I Love Lucy. Ricky used to do, don't go. Ricky used to do something on his TV show, Conga. Remember when he was playing the drum? Conga is something that we do, we do in the carnival in Cuba. And it usually, you know, involves a lot of people. So I promised that I was gonna do conga lines here. And we're gonna do it. Conga is very fun, very easy. You just follow what the person in the front is doing. So the steps are very simple. It's also 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. But this one has 1, 2, 3, jump, 1, 2, 3, jump, 1, 2, 3, jump. So it's very easy. So if we go to the last track, please. Okay, here we have it, the conga, and you can give me volume. Thank you very much. It's very easy. Look.
Oye bien lo que está pasando. Mi pueblo ya está de fiesta y estamos celebrando. Oye bien lo que está pasando. Mi pueblo ya está de fiesta y estamos celebrando. Ven pa' acá, la gente ya está gozando. Se escucha la tamborera y la negra está cantando. Oye bien lo que está pasando. Mi pueblo ya está de fiesta y estamos celebrando. Pedrito sacó el timbal. La banda ya está tocando. Es tiempo de carnaval. En el
asked me earlier, how can you have that when you dance like that? I was like, well, too much food. So. Thank you very much. That was great. We still have about 5 more minutes to go. So if you want, we can keep going. We can have some Cuban salsa. And it will be on your own. That's another component. I didn't want to go into spinning because that complicates the dance. But if you want, I can show you. Once you have learned the basic steps, then you can spin. Let me show you. Pass the mambo and I don't know the number. Sorry. Give me like this. That would be fine. I can that do. So if you give me some sound, some volume, thank you. Thank you all. We have 5 minutes for the next performers. So thank you very much for being here. Thank you, the sound people, for being so helpful.
I guess they can hear the music.
See, she takes all those. My lady, she's a kid.
Thank you. G?